Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Whew, holy fuck. That's new, isn't it? Opening with swearing. I had someone join Show Up Speak Up, my Facebook group, recently, and I have three questions that I ask people because I want to maintain the integrity of the group. And in it, I say, you know, one of the questions is, the integrity of this group is really important to me, so if you can't be fucked answering these questions, I won't be fucked letting you in. And I've had some interesting responses to that. So one person said, that's just rude. And obviously, I didn't remove their request to join the group. I just removed their request. And then I just had someone whose response was, I prefer not to use profanity. It's like, well, what are you doing? Joining my group. Anyway, side tangent. Today, what do I want to talk about? Oh, holy moly. My last free flow was on my creative cycle. And I feel like, yeah, that was my creative cycle at that time. But it was the way that I used to operate. I used to go from, come on. I can't even remember what it was, but it was like apathy, flow, trust, and there was another step in there, I think. And I just feel like something has shifted. The last year hardcore, I've been really working on myself. Really, you know, taking my self-awareness to another level. And my word this year is honor. I've definitely been honoring myself more. And my other word is pleasure, which is something that I've denied myself for a very long time. And now I'm really starting to feel it, which is new and exciting. And yeah, and things have just taken a real turn for me. You know, I always had this thing where when I invested in myself and my self-growth, like a retreat, like booking to go on a retreat, which was rare. I have been on hardly any. Or working with a coach or whatever. Whenever I invested in myself or my business in those kind of ways, I've always seen a struggle arise financially. So, you know, say yes to going on a retreat and pay the deposit and then big tax bill arrives or, you know, shit like that. And so I guess I've been a little afraid of investing because, I mean, I'm self-employed and let's be honest, cash flow can be a real issue in business. It's like we do need to know where the money's coming from and can we afford to see out our commitments. So for me, it's been, you know, me making investments, they're very carefully, they're very careful, very considered decisions that I make. And this last little while, you know, we had the mastermind last year, which really helped with my cash flow issues, and Killer Copy started to turn around because the cash flow situation was sorted. And then I took on my first one-on-one podcast client in a long time, which I'm really excited about. It's a podcast that I'm working on for an organization that works in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health. And so I'm really excited about that, doing work that means things with, you know, with people who are changing the world. And I'm finding that really, really exciting. But to be honest, on the money front, part of me was waiting to see if we filled this round of the mastermind to know what my cash flow situation would be before I invested in anything. And I really last year pulled the reins in on my spending. I stopped spending, I basically dropped two people that I love out of my business because I really couldn't afford them. That was like more towards the end of 2016, beginning of 2017. I just wanted to pull the reins right back in and get clear on why I was making the decisions that I was making and what, you know, what money I needed to be spending and what I didn't. And so I did all that cleaning up stuff, getting rid of subscriptions that I wasn't using, consolidating, and now I've just made the big decision to move away from ActiveCampaign and close down my email list. So I'm still kind of consolidating and figuring stuff out. But even though I didn't know quite where we were going in terms of the mastermind, whether we were going to fill it, I didn't know what my cash flow position was, I've really started coming back to investing in myself. And for me, and this is the key thing, right? Like, I don't think for me it's about, you know, I've worked with coaches before, but it's not really my thing. Because I do honestly believe that I'm my own guru, which is going to probably sound very weird and maybe even like a saboteur thing, but I do believe that. Like, nobody, I mean, anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I know that I have my own answers, and I've been working, doing all the things to work on being able to listen to my intuition. And so now I've started investing again, not in my business, but in myself and in my personal growth. And so I'm working with an amazing kinesiologist at the moment, which we've gone through my goals for working together, but we haven't started the actual on the table stuff, which I'm diving into tomorrow. So I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more of my major breakthroughs over the next few weeks. If anything, in this last week since I had my last session, which we didn't even do any kinesiology, more just getting clear around stuff, there's been dramatic shifts just in that. And, you know, investing in the singing lessons, like, that's something that I would never have done before because it felt so frivolous and, you know, I've always sabotaged that kind of stuff. Like, when I had a cleaner, I had the cleaner for a couple of weeks and then money would get tight and I'd have to drop her. Or my personal trainer, I had my personal trainer for a few months there and then money got tight and she had to go. And, you know, this time I'm just feeling much more excited and better. And so I want to explore these different ways that aren't necessarily traditional ways to move myself and my business forward. So that, not really quite sure why I was sharing that. I guess because there are different options, and we have to figure out what's best for us. Do we work best with a mentor? There's nothing wrong with that. Do we work best when we're being coached? Do we work best when somebody is telling us what to do? Like, How does our best work arise? How do we come to our best work? How do we feel when we're doing it? Because if we're not feeling it in all the ways that we're told we're supposed to feel it, or we're supposed to build a business, or we're supposed to build our, the path that we're supposed to go on when we're going on the self-development journey, I guess I'm just encouraging you to look at different options. Do you work best when you're surrounded by amazing people? Join a mastermind. Do you feel amazing when you go on a retreat? Do that. Do you feel amazing when you hole yourself up in a cabin in the back of the hills for a week? Do that. Like, whatever gives you what you need, do it. Just gonna turn around. It is so hot today. Oh, at least there's a breeze coming through now. So, yeah, I guess this episode is really just permission for you to explore alternative ways to get where you want to go that feel really aligned for you. You know, my decision to leave email marketing has been one that I'm sure some people around me have rolled their eyes and been like, oh God, here she goes, sticking it to the patriarchy or whatever. Doesn't want to follow my rebel tendencies that came up in my kinesiology session. Absolutely, right? But more than that, and if you listen to some of the Keeping Good Company episodes, we did one on where I just didn't feel like showing up and I cried. I don't know what number episode it's going to be, but it came out on Monday, which was around the 10th of February. So if you want to go and have a listen to it. And I talked about how I just, you know, I didn't feel like showing up to record that day. I was in a terrible mood. I was feeling all the feels. It was like, I don't know, I usually get that before huge shifts, this murky, gross self-doubt, can't be fucked. I was in total saboteur mode. And we jumped on and Lisa said, well, do you want to record? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we recorded, and it was all about, you know, it ended up being all about how my word is honor. And so instead of me, honoring the way I felt that day, because I could have very easily gone, I'm not feeling up to it, I'm going to honor that, bye-bye. Instead, what I did, which is new for me, is figure out honoring my bigger version of myself. Not just how I'm feeling in the moment, but my bigger vision. Honoring that. Because that's where I want to head. That's where I want to go. So instead of wallowing and not showing up, honoring my feelings in that moment, I honored a bigger vision for me. And that's really where I'm at right now. And so I guess there's two takeaways to that, right? Find some things that work for you to help you honor that bigger picture. And then make those little decisions like, ugh, I can't be fucked posting on Instagram today. Like, come at those things from the bigger version of you. You know, when it comes to the email marketing thing, the reason I decided to walk away is because it doesn't feel good. I can't explain why. It just doesn't. Showing up in someone's inbox just doesn't feel good to me. And when I thought about if I never had to do this again, would I feel good? Yes, I would. Okay, well then I'm not going to do that again. You know, if Instagram was feeling shit, if you really hated showing up on Instagram, don't fucking do it. There are other ways that we can connect with people that are outside of these traditional methods. Bill, come on. So I guess what I'm asking you to do is look outside the box. Look at where things feel good for you. Look at where they don't. Look at what's honoring your bigger picture. and then move towards that from a feeling good place. And don't be afraid to invest in you, however that looks. You know? However that looks. Whether it's a $50 session with a personal trainer, whether it's something that you, a contra deal that you strike up with someone, you know, however that looks, just do something for the best version of you so that you can show up and do your best work. All right, that really is it from me today. I will catch you later. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlynimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.